Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie.
It's dark days at the moment. I've got to see how Julia's feeling about this.
Oh, my God. You know,
when someone jumps ship, I tell you what do you do in that situation? I'm a Celebrity is back next week, 2nd of April, on 10 and 10 Play. It is the magnificent host of the show, Dr. Chris Brown, Julia Morris.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Welcome to the show, guys.
Can I
my love heart.
Can I jump in quickly and just hold tight for 2 seconds, Brownie?
Oh, I'm holding tight, all right?
I know you are. And the good thing is, Julia, some workplaces have conditions where it is strongly advised, if not rules, that you cannot hook up with a co-worker. To think that your lover could be leaving the network means that you two might not work together anymore, which means you can finally get it on.
Oh, do you know what? You're not allowed to roll around with a subordinate. So still cut off from the main event.
It's about it's a power dynamic thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's hard, isn't
that's
it?
Hot.
That's hard.
No, who's to say we haven't already been having a go?
So true. I've made a fool of myself.
That could explain everything.
Crouching tiger, hidden fun bag. Everybody knows it. Oh, my God.
Julia, have you removed the knife from your back yet? After Dr. Chris...
Oh, wow. We weren't going to do this. I apologise for these two.
Listen,
I thought
up.
I was coming in, new job. I was going to, bring the broom through.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, look... I've told you for years, the doctor is obsessed with me, right? He's not listening.
Oh, he's only human, doll.
Well, there's only so many knockbacks you can get. And I just said to him, listen, if you're not going to get it up, get it in, get it out, don't mess my hair, dude. You've got to roll on, babe.
Got to move on.
Oh, here he is. Thanks.
It is very rich, Fitzy, that you would throw that sort of accusation around. A man who changed footy clubs
He
was... changing underwear. This isn't like in your situation. It was more of a medical reason.
Very defensive, Mr. Brown.
Basically,
defensive, Mr. Brown.
Is it going to be a bit emotional, Brownie? You think at the end of this one?
Can I try? Can I rescue the situation here? Can I rescue it and focus on the show?
Yeah,
because what I'm interested in is every year on this show, the hunt.
You mentioned how you were in there as well. Yeah, we get it. Whipper. You were in there.
Yes, you were in there.
You heard a few stories, you know. You got in there, you roughed it up you took the polo shirt off for 24 hours, and got in there, and you did not have a butler, you did not have a chef.
What?
It was tough for you. We get it, but we all move on.
Yeah, I think I even watched those episodes. Were you like shaking at the knees?
Not many people did, Kate. That was a definite ratings dip those days. Let me tell you.
It was a rough time. I didn't want to bring that up, Brownie. You know that is something I do not want to talk about, similar to flying. But anyway, Kate Ritchie, have you ever been asked to go on this show?
Every time, I think, I've been asked. And it's not that I don't want to be part of it. It's just not right in this part of my journey.
What does that mean?
Oh, and also, you're raising... a child.
Yes.
So it's not really the luxury of stepping off for 6 weeks.
No, exactly. And also, I try and show her things to impress her of things that mummy's done on the television. Oh. She just doesn't care.
See, Brownie.
No, they don't care.
She doesn't care. So me saying I'm going into the jungle for this show for 6 weeks and I'm not going to see you, she's not going to like it. She didn't like it when I started Breakfast Radio and I wasn't going to be able to put her pretzels in her lunchbox.
Let's say you did an eating challenge, right? Like one of those. Brownie, what do
I know, I've done a few. Anyway, not to worry. Come on.
What do you think?
Keep it on track.
What do you think we could get Kate with in an eating challenge, Brownie?
Oh, no, I couldn't do... Do you know what?
Carbs.
No, but I'm... No. Oh,
she's mentioned
please,
the pretzels.
Mate.
I'm immediately drawn to the bull pretzel.
Mr. Brown, stay out of it for 1 second. When I watch your show, there is so many elements or themes of your show tick my boxes, like...
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't have me phone on me. Yeah. People aren't going to accuse me of dating Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And then I realise I just can't do it.
Yeah, you could.
I just want to ask one quick question, Julia. I have a feeling that someone in the jungle is someone I know very well.
Wow.
And I know at this point of the, you know, the
another gold
the journey.
Name it. What world do they exist in?
Home and Away.
It's a TV
Is it a Logie?
Category?
A Logie? Logie Award winning actress? Because that
is
one
I'm going to go
clues.
The Logie Award winning actress.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. You are a Logie Award winning actress. Are you fooling us all?
There's the announcement.
Pretty good bait and switch.
That's what I'm saying.
See you soon, guys.
She's had 2 weeks on air and now she's having a 6 week break. We can't wait to have it back on air. Sunday, 2nd of April. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. It's on Channel 10. You can go check it out there. We love you too. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Is it going to be a bit emotional, Brownie, you think, at the end of this one? Being honest.
At the end of this chat? Probably not.
At the end of this chat?
I'm hoping to avoid any further chats once I'm over there too. It's just the time difference, guys, unfortunately. It just doesn't really work out. It doesn't really line up. So we'll just see how we go.
You guys are hanging out too much.
By the sounds of it, he's going into politics after Channel 7. Because he just won't. Is it the last time we'll see you on 10, Brownie? Is it?
It will be. Yeah, it's the last. Be, it is the last one for sure. Yeah.
Wait till you see my casting couch.
Love you guys.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie. Nova.